Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yes, welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. I am the Reverend Enfuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
Show's namesake, BJ Shea, is on assignment, and running the boards is Joey Deez. On this Wednesday, we will be talking about The Inside Job. Well, Inside Job on Netflix. Vicky's been watching it. Actually, she binged the whole damn thing.
Of course, I said I would.
I know, you, and you did. We'll be talking about the Spider-Man No Way Home villains. A couple of trailers, including Morbius and the Book of Boba Fett. And then we'll get back with Vicky for the Geek Sheet. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com. It's going to have our blogs, podcasts, and more. I did say more. Or, you know, just search for BJ Shea's Geek Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, so many ways to get a hold of us, and we really do appreciate that feedback. Now, we'll get right into this, because we got a lot of stuff to cover, and BJ, it was a couple, maybe a week or so ago, that he had talked about this Netflix show called Inside Job.
And I said, like, I'll probably binge it by the time you watch the next episode.
Yeah, it's got Lizzie Kaplan in it, Christian Slater, and then Clark Duke. And sure enough, Vicky binged the whole damn thing.
Yeah, within 2 days, only because I had stuff to do, and otherwise I would have finished it in a day.
Wow.
I was refolding all my socks.
Of course.
Of course. Refolding socks and watching Inside Job. You know, everyone's got to have a hobby.
That's how I end up binging shows, especially if I know I'm going to like them. I'll find a task that I've been putting off, and one that where I don't have to be walking around moving like laundry or anything. I just sit there, or like washing clothes. Folding clothes, perfect. And I ended up watching it all, and it was fun. It is very, very similar to... It made me think I was watching a different version of Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Because you have an alcoholic genius father and you have a daughter who's also a genius, but like messed up, but in different ways. She finds friendship along with her coworkers. And it all kind of comes down to getting a new coworker that's supposed to, she just gets promoted for a job. They're like, yeah, we'll promote you, but you need somebody to be personable. Because you're not.
Oh.
It's like everyone, it's like, no, they say you don't make eye contact, you call them stupid, you know, so that's where Brett Hand, this gorgeous looking, you know, personable kind of, I would call him like a Labrador.
He's adorable,
he's sweet, he's not that bright.
Oh, it's Golden Retriever.
Yes, exactly. And they're the perfect combo, and it's, Christian Slater plays her dad, and very much Rick vibes. He can build anything, so she can she. She seems a lot less bitchy, well, I shouldn't say that, than Beth from Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Which is his daughter, Rick Sanchez's daughter. She is bitchy, but a more fun way. Beth is almost like, oh, you're bitchy and that's kind of sad. Like,
aww.
It's therapy way. You need therapy.
Yeah, you need therapy a lot.
Don't get me wrong, Reagan Ridley does need therapy, but she's really fun. Like, you don't think you would relate to a super genius who has had a messed up childhood like she has, a very specific type of childhood, but you do end up relating with her and her cast of idiots, basically, because you have Glenn Dolphman, who is half dolphin, half
Dolphman.
He was like, he's a boomer, like he was in the military, and he decided for his country to splice his DNA with a dolphin.
Oh yeah, because that's what you do.
That's what you do. You got Magic Mike, Mike spelt MYC, who is like a weird mushroom creature from the center of the Earth, because the Earth is not flat; it is hollow.
Yeah, and, yeah, we knew that in Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yes, it is hollow, and there's a bunch of different types of alien creatures, and basically any conspiracy theory that you have heard on the internet from that crazy uncle or as a joke in a show, every conspiracy theory is in this, down to Avril Lavigne is no longer alive. She was replaced by a clone in 2003 when she died.
Oh yeah, like, I remember actually hearing about that stuff.
Yeah, like every, because I remember like there was a clone section in one of the episodes. It's like, that looks like Avril Lavigne, and they brought it up. Did you know Avril Lavigne died in 2003? She's a clone. it's so ridiculous because you just have to laugh at it. You know, you've heard people who have said some of these things like really meaning they're true, and they make fun of it.
Yeah,
they do. It's a good balance. I thought it'd be cringy, but it's been really fun. I'll probably rewatch it like in the background again. Bobby Lee's really fun too.
They've got a lot of good comedians in it. I saw Ron Funches plays a character in it for an episode at least.
Yeah. One or two episodes, very brief. And yeah. It's just funny because to me, he's King Shark.
So he's like, I recognize that voice.
And I'm like, oh, there's King Shark. He's like, I'm going to go back and get my masters. but yeah, it's a lot of fun. I do recommend watching it. And let me know what you guys think.
I'd love to. You know what?
Especially if you like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like that sort of vibe on that one. Going into the MCU, talking about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm.
We've heard all about the different super villains that have been already announced. With one of them being Doc Ock, Green Goblin hasn't been confirmed. Doc Ock, obviously, because
we've seen him in
Empire magazine, they did a whole spread where it was like Doc Ock holding Peter by, I'm pretty sure it's Tom Holland's Peter Parker.
Yeah, I'm pretty
by the neck.
I think it is just because based on the logo.
Yeah,
the Spider-Man logo.
And so we saw some of that as well, and it seems like that Empire magazine, there might be a couple extra ones. Now with the trailer, we saw that there's probably going to be Electro because he's already been confirmed in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like, according to the magazine, Reese Ifans' Lizard, Dr. Kurt Connors from The Amazing Spider-Man, as well as Thomas Hayden Church's Sandman, Flint Marko, from Spider-Man 3, will be joining the growing list of villains in No Way Home. And so it stands to reason that it might actually have these characters as well. We have confirmed that Alfred Molina's Doc Ock will be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also been teases to Green Goblin from Willem Dafoe and Jamie Foxx's Electro. We don't know whether or not Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be reprising the roles, just because Andrew Garfield has said no.
Deny.
And Tobey has, he has kind of tried to being cool about it.
He winked a couple times. We don't know what that means yet, though.
Yeah, so it's like at this point, we just don't even know. But the thing that is crazy about this, that Holland had said also that the cast and crew are treating No Way Home as, quote, the end of a franchise, which I think you've brought up before as well. We're just BSing back and
forth. I think it might have been BSing either off mic, if you will, because I think I was talking to BJ about this recently. It is an end of a franchise, basically, is a trilogy. Like, a lot of people were worried that this meant, yes, I did talk about how people were worried that he was going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case. It's just the end of this, like, trilogy, if you will.
Yeah, of this whole thing. And, I mean, obviously, at this point, they're going to have to, I would hope, have Peter Parker kind of grow.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a baby face, but he's an adult now, and I would like to see him out of high school.
Yeah, and then also just like moving on from like this sort of aspect. I mean, we had Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all three of those with the home vibe on those will move on from beyond that, and we'll have to see what goes. But at this point in time, it looks like the Sinister Six is kind of the Sinister Five at this point. So we don't necessarily know where this is going to end up.
One thing, and we've talked about this guy a bajillion times, and I will continue to talk about him because I think he's really cool. Straw Hat Goofy on TikTok and _ straw _ hat _ all that between the words. But he did mention that Tom Holland kind of said something that if you are a complete nerd, you're going to look into and kind of figure out what he meant by it. He said that he had his jaw dropped. They did a scene where they were around the table where it was Happy Hogan, his Aunt May, and him with somebody else. And when he was looking back over the footage, because that person wasn't really there, keep everything a secret because Tom Holland can't keep a secret.
That's true.
His jaw was to the floor when he found out who it was. And basically what Straw Hat Goofy and other people are speculating, it can mean two things. It could be one of the other Spider-Men,
mm-hmm.
or it could be Daredevil.
And I've also heard random rumors that we might get Charlie Cox back as Matt Murdock,
mm-hmm.
but not the Matt Murdock we know from the Netflix stuff. Again, variants are out there everywhere,
mm-hmm.
but they've also screwed us over in terms of with the MCU and bringing back Quicksilver with Evan Peters, which turned out to be Ralph Boner, which
I still don't believe Ralph Boner.
I do not believe that whatsoever. The way that the whole multiverses are kind of exploding and doing all sorts of weird stuff. And it even leads into our next thing as well, because Morbius just dropped their second trailer, and that thing has so many Easter eggs from so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the F is going on. So it dropped. Comic book fans were pretty surprised to see what the hell all of the references are. We've got a bit of the Easter eggs, and it started off with just, you see both of, like, Peter Parker and Morbius working at Horizon Labs, which was interesting. There was one scene where Jared Leto's Morbius, the living vampire, walks past a wall that has a Spider-Man, I guess, vandalization or, like, graffiti art on the side. But that came from the video game.
Which, isn't based off of the video game for the first movie?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the whole, I don't remember that as well. So it's kind of that sort of weird, kind of confusing aspect of it. Spider-Man villains were referenced in the Daily Bugle. And, like, if you haven't seen the second trailer that is out there, it's referential in terms of he flat out says, "I am Venom."
Yes.
Mocking, not really mocking, but maybe homage, kind of making fun of a little bit of the first Venom trailer, like way back in the day. So, like, seeing all those, and even this one reminded us the fact that Michael Keaton's Vulture is in this, which we've known for a while, but it was like
nobody
that,
remembered. Yeah. You keep pushing everything back, COVID, all that stuff.
So it was just all these very confusing things. And even the fact that graffiti I was talking about suggested that the hero is a murderer, which directly leads into the end of No Way Far From Home, when it's claimed that Peter killed a Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole setup for the whole thing.
But no one's ever really dead unless you are in a James Gunn movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And so just the fact that you see all of these different bits about it, I love the trailer. I thought it was fun. I don't really necessarily like Jared Leto that much. He's a good actor. I don't care about his music. But
I do.
I know you do. But it was one of those where I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like a pale emo doctor that turns into a vampire.
Sounds about right.
Kind of seems his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But we don't. Like, we don't know if it's part of a multiverse, if it's part of, like, the MCU multiverse, if everything is broken apart. We don't know how Venom plays into it as well, because if, I mean, at this point, if you haven't seen the movie, at the end of the cutscene really absolutely shows what's going on, and that the fact that there's something out there.
And when is Morbius coming out? I keep wanting to say Morpheus.
It's not Morpheus. That's the Matrix. And it looks like it is coming out January 28th next year.
So this is going to be after Spider-Man.
Yeah. So after No Way Home. You know what? I bet a lot of answers are going to, or a lot of questions are going to be answered at that point. Or a lot more questions are going to be questioned.
I started looking at that video again that I was talking about, the straw hat Goofy, and I saw a comment, and he said, because like I mentioned that Tom Holland said that he did a scene when there was a fourth person, his jaw dropped because they're going to be, you know, inserted later.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, watch them pull a Paul Bettany and just have it be another Tom Holland. For those who don't remember, WandaVision, he says, I'm going to be acting with an actor I never acted with before.
Dude, he felt so bad because the world exploded when he said that.
Who is it gonna be?
It's gonna be Mephisto!
Mephisto! Actually, that's who's actually gonna be at the dinner table. It's Mephisto.
You know what? At this point in time, if they don't have Mephisto in it, like, first off, props. But if you have it in it, way more props. Because, like, just being like, oh, no, we totally had this. And it's like 4 years later down the road, and it's like, you did not. You're just putting this in there for fan service. Actually, if Ralph Boner ended up being Mephisto, no, I'd still be pissed about it. Mm-hmm. He just needs to be absolutely 100% Quicksilver. I'm fine with that. We also got another trailer, but it was for A Galaxy Far, Far Away. The Book of Boba Fett, the spinoff from The Mandalorian, got its trailer. And it was interesting in terms of the fact that I didn't know what to expect in terms of, like, when you saw at the end of The Mandalorian, him taking the throne, Jabba's old throne, and kind of figuring out where he's going to go with that. We've got, May. I can't remember her name right now, and I'm terrible with it, but
Hold on.
May in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She plays Fennec in The Book of Boba Fett, as also in The Mandalorian as well. And so they ended up...
Ming-Na Wen.
Thank you. Thank you. She reprises her role in this, and it's essentially, at this point, when they're showing the trailer, it looks like Boba's just trying to unify the Outer Rim under his rule, but he doesn't want to rule like Jabba did, which was with fear and tyranny and, you know, the old gangster style. I mean, really, he was very much something along the lines of like a Soprano-style gang mafia type.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. But now Boba is just like, no, I respect is what I'm going to go all of that off of. And even all of Jabba's lieutenants was like, why shouldn't we just kill you right now? He's like, well, you know, if you would have said that to Jabba, do you think you'd still be alive right now? He's like, you're not.
Oh.
You're still alive, buddy. So maybe take that. And maybe he's just trying to make a kinder, gentler Outer Rim.
Are there no more huts then? I thought there were a whole, like...
I think there are still huts. Like, because I'm still watching Clone Wars, and there's lots of different huts out there. Jabba got killed in Return of the Jedi. And so, seriously, at this point in time, I have to imagine they're somewhere else, but maybe they just don't want to deal with Jabba and Tatooine and all of that stuff. Maybe they're just like, nope, hands off, we're doing some other stuff. But it's also, it's in between episodes 6 and 7. It's kind of like a Wild West, literally, at this point, because it's essentially just kind of like a space western when you're looking at it. I'm intrigued to see where they're going with it, and I feel that this will at least give Boba... I mean, The Mandalorian gave him a lot more of a better role. He wasn't just the dude who got stuck in the Sarlacc pit and didn't do anything and wasn't a good bounty hunter at all. He's like, no, here's where I'm going with this and how I'm going to go about it. So I feel that if you can flesh out his character, make him more of a badass that everyone else has bumped him up to be, I think that'll be really cool for the character.
Are we going to get any Baby Yoda fighting?
This will not have the Baby Yoda stuff in that. Because
no Grogu?
No Grogu, because if you didn't remember, there's a little guy named Luke who took him for training. And so I don't even know if Baby Yoda is even going to be in season 2 of The Mandalorian when that comes, I think, next year.
Season 3,
because we've already had 2 seasons.
Oh. Yes.
You're correct.
Mm.
So much Star Wars stuff, I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Star Wars.
The Book of Boba Fett starts streaming on Disney Plus December 29th. Will be 8 episodes, about an hour long each, with a new installment dropping each week. And also, every episode of seasons 1 to 2 of Mandalorian are also available on Disney Plus. I wish I would have read this article and I would have remembered that there were 2 seasons of that. But yeah, you can go check all of that out. But now it is time to get to
The Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
All right, Vicky, what's going on?
All right, so there's actors who do a really good job. They go from what their genre is and they go to a completely different one, and it works so well. Like, we got Jordan Peele when he went over and started, like, directing horror movies. This comedic genius, and now he's a horror movie genius.
Yeah, like, Key and Peele were so good, and there were some times that there had a little bit of, like, horror aspects to some of the bits. And you're like, wow, where is this coming from? Now we found out that it's Jordan Peele, because he seems like he loves the horror genre.
And I think that, like, I read in an article saying, like, the reason why he had never done it before, he's like, well, because everyone wanted me to be funny, and they said I was funny, and that's what they kind of categorized me in, so I never really did anything until now.
You can't pigeonhole him.
No.
But there are a lot of actors like that. You're like, oh, they're, you know, dramatic, and then they do something funny. Or even Matthew McConaughey. Like, you always just like, really, this guy?
Yeah.
And then he's done some amazing work, and I think he's won an Oscar or two or something.
It's interesting with him too, just because if you first saw him in like Dazed and Confused as Wooderson, you'd be like, oh, this is, he's gonna be the dirtbag sleaze guy. Or maybe the first time you've ever saw him was in Dallas Buyers Club.
Right.
And you're like, okay, it's this serious dramatic actor. Or you only saw him in his Lincoln commercials and you don't know what the F. But, you know, it's like all of this. He's a very good actor.
And, like, even, like, to give Tom Cruise credit. Like, you know Cruise as, you know, Tom Cruise in every single one of his movies. It's basically Tom Cruise in whatever. Except when we got him in Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
And
as Les Grossman.
Yes. Got the fat suit, like, the bald head.
All in on that one. I loved it.
But he also played Austin Powers and the Austin Powers movie in the Austin Powers movie Goldmember.
Yeah. See, so he does some really good comedic things on that.
He can be funny. So it's fun to see actors break away.
And I will give Tom Cruise a shout out for being the Vampire Lestat in Interview with the Vampire, because he was very good with that. And even Anne Rice had to be like, no, at first I hated it, but now I'm okay with it. Like, she actually had to print, because this was just print during the days, not really an apology, but yes, an apology for that.
And I think it goes even like from you get your comedians to more dramatic or even more superhero, like Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah. He, you know, we kind of saw him. I've seen him in a lot of comedic stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's superhero in Superhero Bod.
Yes, yes.
But that doesn't work with everyone.
Uh-oh.
So Ranker came out with this list. It's actors who try to become action stars. And audiences said, no thanks.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And the first one, I don't know this movie.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about.
Okay.
It's Rollerball. Chris Klein. Oh,
wow. Okay. Okay. So, first off, the original Rollerball was out in 1975. I haven't gone back and watched it recently, but it was highly touted. The new one came out in like the early 2000s. And I remember
2002.
Okay, I remember watching it and loving it because I was like 23 at the time, and totally into that sort of thing. Like it had Slipknot in the in the movie playing as a band.
I would hope so, yeah.
But it basically Rollerball's like a super angry, murdery roller derby.
Okay,
and it had Chris Klein in it
from American Pie.
Yes, from American Pie, which you might remember. And yeah, I want to say that I love the movie. But I also remember being kind of bored in some parts, too.
So what this article is saying, so Chris Klein was primed to be the next proverbial next big thing in Hollywood because he had the good looks, boy next charm, and he was eager, like Hollywood was eager to make him basically the next Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important for him to show some other, you know, strengths besides comedy. So the problem with this is that they're saying it wasn't really his fault. It's that Rollerball's premise felt hip and futuristic back when they did the original in 1975.
Yep, totally.
But in 2002, the story's extreme sport no longer seemed that extreme.
At this point, we had the X Games. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously the X Games didn't have murder and motorcycles rolling around on the track. But it gets to that whole sort of like, yeah. And they tried to update it in terms of having it more action-y as opposed to having any sort of really kind of like political connotations, which really the first one had a lot of subcontext when it came down with that. And it was just kind of even one of those like just hollow remakes that kind of like was all about the 2000s. So you get a little bit of action. It's fun. And then once you get down to the plot, you're like, meh, whatever. But I mean, I'm just looking at the cast list and I had forgot that Jean Reno was in it.
Which one's he again?
He was in Leon the Professional.
Ah, yes.
It had LL Cool J, which I forgot. And Rebecca Romijn was in it as well, too. And yeah, it wasn't a great movie, and I probably will never go back and watch it.
3% on the tomato meter. 14% audience score. At first, I thought, 67% on tomato and 61 audience. That's not too bad, but that's the 1975 version.
Yeah, yeah. And again, comparing it to the old original one, like if it had just come out and there was nothing else, you'd be like, oh, okay, sure, fun movie, whatever. But yeah, the fact that you will want to compare it to the older one will make you hate everything.
Chris Klein, like, he hasn't really done a whole lot of other stuff. Like, he came back for more American Pie, did a bunch of that.
He doesn't look like an action person.
I mean, back in the day, maybe a little bit. Like, he maybe could have been, like, maybe the youngin, but...
The youngin?
He was in Benchwarmers 2, that...
Yeah.
Masterpiece.
Benchwarmers 2 that doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. I'm trying to click on it, there's not even a Wikipedia page on that one.
I think the thing he's been getting most... quote unquote love for is he's in The Flash as Cicada.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys watch The Flash, you probably have seen him.
He kind of looks like a low rent Brendan Fraser. Like, not to be mean, but I guess I just was.
What?
So.
Like the Wish.com version.
Not wrong.
Well, because he wasn't successful. Like, he was also in the movie, the only movie he really did that got any like big besides American Pie was Election, which is a comedy, I think.
Oh, with like Reese Witherspoon?
Yep.
Oh, wow. And that's Matthew an old Broderick. One, too. Yep. Yeah, that's actually a really good satire.
But, yeah, it didn't really go too well for him. The next one, it didn't go well for him, I think, if it's the same guy I'm thinking of, because he did other stuff that made him bad guy.
Uh-oh.
But Armie Hammer, when he tried doing the Lone Ranger.
Oh, yeah. And, like, yeah, Armie Hammer has come out. And yeah, in the news in the last couple of years, some really kind of fantastical things, but also just kind of being a dirtbag. So and it's just like, I don't know at this point in time. It's kind of hearsay and like
but that movie,
Twitter DMs. Like you can Google it yourself and form your own opinion, but yeah.
He was in The Social Network as the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah.
He was in The Mirror Mirror, which was like a Snow White, but like a cutesy one. I think that had Julia Roberts in it. But the Lone Ranger, I think they were kind of like prepping it like, oh, we're going to revamp it. And it's going to, because it had Johnny Depp in it, it's going to be the new Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe. And it went...
The problem also was the fact that they cast Johnny Depp as Tonto, which, come on, man. Like,
come on, like, man.
You can't do that. You just can't. Like, you shouldn't have done it in the past, and it was just a bad idea all around. It was a movie wrought with bad ideas.
And another one is Adrian Brody in Predator.
Predators! I was trying to think. I was like, what the hell? Because he's one of those guys who...
He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone a lot of awards, a lot of acclaim, but...
He's the guy like, you would just expect to get, like, yeah, like, just to get gacked in, like, the first scene of, like, a Predators movie.
And he'd be the guy falling out of the helicopter in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly, totally. He'd be the weasel.
Weasel!
Oh, my God.
Did anybody check to see if Adrian Brody could swim?
Oh, my God. You might have seen him in Peaky Blinders if you watched that.
Oh,
he's in the Grand Budapest Hotel. That, but he's got that vibe to him. So for him to be an action star just doesn't seem to fit.
No, it didn't.
I don't know this guy, Jason, is it Patrick?
Jason Patrick.
He was in Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Okay,
because Keanu Reeves is like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about Speed 2. That's for
yes.
Yeah, that movie was total absolute crap. But yeah, he was the makeup over that. He's done stuff over, he was in Caveman.
Yeah, he was in The Lost Boys, The Losers, Sleepers, but yeah, he's like, I'm going to do Speed 2, and that did not do anything for him.
See, I love The Losers. The Losers was a fun movie, but I think he was maybe like the bad guy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Like, I don't even remember, but to be perfectly honest, like, if you're watching The Losers, you're not watching it for Jason Patrick. You're watching it for Zoe Saldana, Chris Evans, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Idris Elba.
It is a highly underrated comic book movie that one of our favorite TikTokers, Straw Hat Goofy, recently revisited. And he's like, oh, my God. Like, it's not
going to be the greatest movie of all time. It is, I think, a couple steps above popcorn movie.
Yeah, but you can see how much fun these people are having making this movie and just how ridiculous a lot of the scenes are.
Another actor, I feel like he was kind of been thrown everywhere. Like, this is going to be the new It guy. He's beautiful. He's going to be in everything. And he kind of was. He got his own movie in Disney's 2012, John Carter. He was in Battleship. He also played Gambit in that horrible Wolverine movie we don't talk about.
Wow,
Taylor Kitsch.
Those are three terrible movies.
Yes, Taylor Kitsch.
What else was he in?
I don't know.
He's got to have been in something, because the name sounds familiar.
Apparently, he has since remade himself as a reliable character actor on True Detective and in movies like Only the Brave.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I've heard him before, but I guess I just haven't really.
Honestly,
seen
I don't think it was necessarily his fault. I think just I never saw John Carter. I just think those movies were just.
Garbage. Now I remember it. I didn't see it, but I remember this being out there. They had a TV miniseries called Waco, which is about David Koresh, and he played David Koresh. I remember seeing the stills of that.
Is that for talking about? Is it a cult in Waco?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the cult in Waco that really didn't end very well.
And my dad lived in Waco for a minute, so I heard about it. But it was before this happened.
He didn't join any cults, did he?
No.
Okay.
It was very brief. I'm curious about this. I'm learning, you know, thanks to Bailey Sarian and Murder Mystery Makeup, I'm getting more interested in, like, learning about cults and stuff.
Wow, okay.
Just so I don't get into one.
Fair enough.
Suggestible. Mm. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Matthew Broderick in Godzilla.
That movie was just horse pocky. I'm not going to say the word I almost just said.
No, Matthew Broderick.
I
did not want to see it because I was scared. We had a girls' day. My mom, my cousin, and I, and my dad took my brother and my other cousin, the boys, to go see Godzilla. And we were done shopping, and we were just kind of waiting around. The theater person's like, well, the movie's almost over, so you can go in and sit and wait for it. Like, go with them.
Aww,
so we
got to
go
nice.
In.
That's
and
nice.
I'm sitting there like, no, it's like Jurassic Park all over again. I'm going to have nightmares. I did.
Were you terrified of Jurassic Park?
The second one, yeah.
Aww. I guess you were little.
I mean, the second one came out, I was less than 10, I think.
Yeah. You're single digits, so that makes sense.
But I kept having dreams and nightmares that the dinosaurs were coming out of my closet, like the raptors, so...
Wow.
I have a very active imagination, okay?
Well, yeah, and the fact that one of the main characters getting chased around by a raptor was a little girl does not help at all.
No! I remember, like, watching bits and pieces when I was a kid, and it wasn't that bad, but when you get older, it wasn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Matthew Broderick, he wasn't really...
He was Ferris Bueller.
He was Ferris Bueller. That's not the vibe he gave. Like, he shouldn't be an action star.
Yeah.
Or action movie.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him props. If you guys didn't see the show, I will warn you. They did not get renewed for a season two, and I'm very disappointed. But it's a show I had talked about previously a couple years ago called Daybreak.
Oh, yeah.
So Daybreak, you follow this guy. It's the apocalypse. It only affects the adults. So you got a bunch of kids running around, post-apocalyptic world, with a bunch of zombies, and they're really weird. And the way they do this show is you follow around the main character, and it's very Ferris Bueller Day Off. Like the
That's right. It was just like absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I remember that. I watched a couple of the episodes. I was like, this is super fun.
It was really good. They had a lot of heartwarming like moments. You get a lot of like flashbacks and flash forwards because he's looking for his girlfriend, and you kind of learn about all the different characters and what they have going on. And it was so well done. And Matthew Broderick actually is in it. He's the principal, and spoiler alert, he's not a really nice guy. He's kind of a piece of crap, but he's in a Ferris Bueller-esque show, and I was just really disappointed that they didn't renew it. So maybe if we continue watching it, more people watch it, maybe it'll get renewed someday.
Yeah,
probably
not. How that works,
probably
know.
Not.
Nah.
But I do recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he should not be in action movies.
Nope.
Another one, I'm just going to run down the list. Taylor Lautner in Abduction. I don't even know that movie, but
he was fine as a werewolf, right?
I guess.
I didn't watch the Twilight movies.
Honestly, I hear he's just not that great
as an actor
in general.
Okay, fair enough.
So maybe not. Another one. He is a basketball player and who should stick to not movies.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Okay, I was going to say LeBron James or Shaq. Which one?
Shaquille O'Neal and Steel action movie.
Yeah, that was a bad superhero movie. It was essentially them trying to take, when Superman died, there was five of them that came out. One of them was an all-steel guy, like called Steel, and a construction worker. And I think they kind of tried to like loosely adapt that into this, but Shaq can't act. So it doesn't help.
Isn't there like a Mandela effect or something where like he played, like everyone thought he played a character named Sinbad or something, or was it Sinbad?
No, everyone thought that Sinbad played Shazam.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and that's the Mandela effect or Mandela
and
effect.
Shaq played a genie, right? And
he was incredible. You don't remember him?
Shaq. No, I don't, because that movie was for children and
It was Kazam.
Oh,
Shaq was in a movie called Kazam where he was
Kazam.
A genie.
Yeah, he was Kazam.
He was a genie named Kazam.
He really was.
So that's where kind of the Shazam, Kazam, Sinbad, all that kind of flows into my head.
He plays a rapping genie.
Of course he does.
I almost want to watch this, but I think I would have to be very inebriated in order to get through it.
Just watch some clips on YouTube.
You know what? It's not a bad idea. I'm just trying to look at like all of the acting things that he's done. He was in the House Bunny and Scary Movie 4. Playing himself, by the way.
I would hope.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. Exactly, yeah.
I don't really know this actress, Christina Loken.
She was the Terminatrix in, I think, the fourth one.
Okay, because they're saying in the movie Blood Rain, which I also don't know.
That was the Uwe Boll movie. All of those movies are hot trash, so you don't need to worry about them ever. Sorry, Gareth. I know you love Uwe, but I do not.
David Arquette, Eight-Legged Freaks.
Yeah, anything David Arquette, you mean?
He just needs to stick to being a wrestler.
You know, he needs to stick to being Dewey Cox.
I mean,
wait,
that too.
No, that was somebody else. He's Deputy Dewey in Scream. Dewey Cox is somebody else.
Seth Rogen in The Green Hornet.
Yeah, that did not work out well at all.
He could be a superhero in cartoon movies.
Or like being like if it was a stoner superhero movie, I think I'd be okay with that.
He's another one. Like he always plays himself. I would love to see him in more dramatic stuff, but I don't really think he needs to.
Fair enough.
Well, check out the full list on our Facebook page. And until next time, guys, stay nerdy.